Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Under the Knife. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Today we're talking about a very bizarre and tragic case, a case that's still technically going on. I happened upon it during some research for work and thought, wow, and then, ugh. Then I kind of went on with my day, but for whatever reason, and I work with a lot of cases and do a lot of research, most of which doesn't make it onto the pod, this one really stuck with me. It's very current, feels very of a time, and also underlines a new threat to personal safety that honestly I never saw coming, but probably should have. Today we're going to Encino, California to talk about the murder of Carissa Rajpal and the La Tia mystery. Encino, Spanish for oak, is in the San Fernando Valley. To me it feels more like posh Brentwood or Studio City than its other valley neighbors, Tarzana, Reseda, Balboa. Encino has been built up to be a relatively cost-effective place to live, close to major studios like Warner Brothers, NBC Universal, and NBC Radford. It's spacious, very hot, fairly cheap. But also, some celebrities do live there to kind of stay under the paparazzi radar. Big celebs like Selena Gomez, Channing Tatum, Dave Grohl. I only say this to kind of set the scene. Encino is a place, like many parts of LA, that is under a microscope. The pressure to look a certain way, be a certain way, and all of that, even in the Deep Valley, can be pretty high. And I'm not just talking about the Deep Valley. I think this is really everywhere. You know, any place that you put yourself out there from any point in the world and people are looking at you and judging you is rife for pressure, aesthetic pressure, primarily. In 2016, when 28-year-old Marco Rajpal and his wife, 26-year-old Carissa Rajpal, come to Southern California from South Africa, they are ready for a fresh start. The two have just suffered a painful miscarriage and need to get away. Carissa has always wanted to live in California, so the two say fuck it, and they move there. And it works. Carissa and Marco feel better. They begin a happy new life together in the valley. And it's also good because Carissa is very into entertainment. She loves the weather, of course, but she's also an actor and model and aspiring adult film star. On her Instagram, she looks the part. She's always in perfect makeup with a bold red lip, a well-considered outfit, and long, dark hair. Soon she really gets embedded in social media and influencer culture, openly discussing her pursuits, her daily routine, her professional journey, and, you know, whatever else she wants. Sometimes Marco gets a cameo, but mostly it's Carissa. Her posts are high energy, positive, and honest. Soon the petite, vivacious model gains a considerable following. Carissa loves Southern California. She's enjoying her life, recovering from her miscarriage, tapping into herself and sexuality, all while being emotionally supported by her husband, Marco. Life is pretty good, until October 15th, 2019. On October 15th, 2019, an unknown number calls 911. The garbled voice alerts law enforcement that a woman needs help at an Encino address. When the Los Angeles Police Department arrives, they find Carissa Rajpal unresponsive on a stretcher in the backyard of a private Encino home. After being rushed to the hospital, medics struggle to figure out what has actually happened to Carissa. Time is of the essence. They scan her body, and at first glance, it seems fine. No bleeding, no rashes, nothing overly toxic, nothing. Her vitals are faint, so they need to rush to get her some imaging done. As the minutes tick by, Carissa fades away. Eventually, Carissa Rajpal dies in the emergency room. Marco Rajpal is heartbroken. Medical professionals are perplexed. No blood loss, just unconsciousness and eventually cardiac arrest. It begs the question, what the hell happened to this otherwise healthy, young, 26-year-old woman? After LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton surveys the scene, he has more questions than answers. It is unclear whose house this is, and no DNA is found to pin anyone to the scene but Carissa herself. LAPD questions some of Carissa Rajpal's fans and entertainer influencer co-workers, who have come forward publicly to mourn and memorialize their friend. Nobody will talk to him openly about what might have happened, which is concerning, confusing. If Carissa was using drugs or anything that might give them a lead on the case, nothing. It's frustrating, incredibly frustrating. Then the coroner's report comes in. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office officially lists Rajpal's cause of death as a homicide due to acute cardiopulmonary dysfunction and intramuscular and intravascular silicone injections. The Los Angeles Police Department Valley Bureau researches these injections, known colloquially as the Brazilian butt lift. The procedure involves injecting an uncontained liquid silicone substance directly into the butt, pretty obviously to make it look fuller, bigger. The result, however, isn't usually worth the reward. The liquid silicone can be cut with all kinds of dangerous substances, like cement, mineral oil, or caulk. Even with a safe silicone mixture, the substance can easily leak into the body and bloodstream and create complications in arterial blood clots, organ malfunction, or brain damage. In the case of Carissa, according to her autopsy, her liquid silicone injections resulted in multiple embolisms leading to cardiac arrest and, of course, death. Marco Rajpal tells Deputy Hamilton that it was not the first time his wife had gotten body augmentation. In fact, she was open about body modification on her social media. Partnering with LAPD Valley Bureau homicide detective Bob Dinlocker, Hamilton scours Carissa Rajpal's social media accounts looking for answers. What he finds shocks him. In one video posted to Instagram in September of 2019, Carissa Rajpal is in a backyard, lying on an operating table. She begins the Instagram story with a selfie and tilts the camera, revealing that she is currently having butt augmentation surgery. A clocking out graphic is in the bottom right-hand portion of the screen, kind of giving it a playful air. Carissa's butt gets injected with something. She doesn't seem in pain or worried. She is her usual bubbly self. Flirty, speaking candidly about what's going on, waving and smiling from the operating table. It's almost fun or cute, really. Carissa tells her audience that this is her second procedure within the month. The third surgery would happen on October 15th. That's the one that would take her life. Marco says that he's repeatedly tried to talk to Carissa out of augmentations, but she had her mind set. Quote, "She's very stubborn, so if she wanted to do something, she would have done it," he says. Dinlocker and Hamilton notice another valuable piece of information. In delicate, tiny script, an Instagram account called Latia is tagged. When they try to click on the tag, it doesn't link to an account. It might have at some point, and likely did, but for now, investigators find no trace of the origin of this tag. Marco Rajpal has no idea who or what Latia is either. But others in Carissa's orbit do. Detective Dinlocker pleads to the public for help in trying to solve the case. Quote, "We need these victims to come forward because we need to find out if there are other victims out there that are permanently disfigured or may have passed away as a result of some of these procedures and may have been a victim of a criminal act," he says publicly. And finally, someone does. After much digging and questioning, an anonymous tip comes forward helping investigators figure out who the hell Latia is. The person is embarrassed to know Latia, but tells authorities that they're a local, family-owned company who does discount augmentation procedures. They themselves have used them for their own augmentation procedures. Again, the person feels embarrassed, but someone has died. Investigators quickly move on the Latia tip. On that note, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Steve, and we're the host of a new podcast called Remnant Stew.
Yes, we release an episode every other week that features weird, bizarre, and intriguing true stories.
That's right. We track down and bring to you some of the weirdest stories and trivia, like the shrimp that spits out a glowing loogie, or the turtle that survived being locked up in a room and forgotten for 30 years.
Or the time a shark on display in an aquarium puked up a human arm that sparked off the murder investigation that remains unsolved to this day.
Yuck.
Which reminds me of another story about strange vomit that is sometimes actually considered to be a delicacy.
That is a great story. Or that time when a sheep, a duck, and a rooster, I know that sounds like the beginning of a joke, but this time was a real story that they took the very first balloon ride.
So if you need a break from the news and want something to satisfy a curious mind, then tune in to Remnant Stew. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, or any of your favorite podcast platforms.
We hope you'll tune in and join the adventure. And in the meantime, as always, please remember to be kind and
always stay curious.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
Hello. Are you doing well?
How are you?
Are you good? Are you bad?
We hope you're well.
How you doing?
Oh.
That's right.
Joey from Friends.
That's right. That's what you've gotten today, everybody. You're welcome. Here we are.
We hope you're well, despite the Friends reference.
Or because of it.
Maybe next Mad About You. I don't know.
Hey, who knows? Who knows how lucky you should be so lucky to get a little Mad About You.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting the show, spreading the good word.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
every one of you. Every single one.
And we are less than nothing, a complete zero without our government.
That's right. Less than nothing. We're ghost town. We're ghost town. Whew. We're ghost town.
The mayors. Cat Joselle as Phoebe.
Stinky cat. Stinky. What are they feeding you?
Smelly cat.
Oh,
Rebecca.
Okay. Well,
come
great.
On.
Sorry.
Ashley Mattson as Monica.
Type A much? I'm here to Chandler.
James Harrington as someone in the cast dad.
A dad.
Just pick one.
White man dad. Great. We're not even going.
Yeah, just pick one. They're all great. And Dara Rosenzweig as Brad Pitt in that episode he was in.
That's right. Guest stars. They were heavy hitters. But no, you don't even like the main cast. We're just going to go guest stars. I can roll with that. I can roll with that.
And our governor.
Our governor. Yes.
She's no Janice.
Great. That's right. That's true. That exists. That's a character. Correct. Correct.
She's the whole dang franchise.
Avian Noble.
If you want bonus episodes, no chit chat, early access, all that good stuff,
right.
Head on over
right.
to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Ghosttownpod.
Now we're going to get out of fake New York City in the 90s and get back to
L.A.
Story.
Let's get back to L.A., baby. 26-year-old Carissa is dead, and investigators go through her Instagram and find a butt augmentation post that's tagged with La Tia. A tip tells them this company does discount Encino body augmentation. Then they go deeper. Finally, investigators learn that Latia is the loose business name for 51-year-old Libby Adame and her daughter, 23-year-old Alicia Galaz. The women are two of many unlicensed practitioners of illegal butt lifts across Los Angeles County. While a vast array of people provide what law enforcement call, quote, outlaw buttocks augmentation procedures, Adame and Galaz are by far the most dangerous. Not only are they unlicensed, they perform discount butt lifts in a non-medical facility and cut the already dangerous liquid silicone with motor oil. According to Dinlocker, Adame and Galaz do most of their business via Instagram, advertising procedures at discount rates and courting people with direct messaging. Friends of Carissa's say that Latia charged between $3,500 and $4,500 per butt lift, when literally a lawful and safe augmentation might cost around $10,000 to $15,000. The two work out of garages and backyards in Encino or travel to private homes with medical supplies and personal equipment. Carissa's second augmentation story is taken in the very Encino house that served as the Latia temporary headquarters, the house where authorities found Carissa unconscious, fighting a losing battle for her life. As news broke about how dangerous Adame and Galaz actually were, more women felt safe coming forward. More than 100 women spoke out. One woman, named Taryn Quinteri, says that she's a survivor of a butt lift by Latia. She talked to them on Instagram and eventually paid Adame and Galaz $3,000 for the procedure. She says, quote, "I just wanted a bigger butt, and there were no options at the time. The daughter is part of what made me feel okay doing it, because she said, look, I had them. The daughter definitely helped sell me." She said that the idea of having this done by someone who was not affiliated with a legitimate medical practice did not seem unusual, that a lot of her friends were doing it, and since money was tight, it felt okay going to someone that felt trustworthy. Quote, "It was done in a hotel room in Las Vegas. There were other girls who got it done the same day, and I did not think so much about it because I have been to injection parties for Botox that people keep at their home, so it was not abnormal," she said. 6 months after her injections, she said she developed a rash that would not go away. This led to her doing some research into what actually was injected into her. Eventually, the butt lift injectables seeped into Quinteri's muscle tissue. Quote, "I had some migrate to my legs, and I had some near my sciatic nerve, which means I have to have it fixed by a separate surgeon," she said. Quinteri said she went to Columbia to find a surgeon with expertise in removing the silicone mixture, but the doctor was only able to remove about 50% of it. "It's as serious as this," she said. "I could die of this one day, and there's no way to get it out of me today." Let's go back to that night in Encino, where Carissa Rajpal is unresponsive on an operating table. Cell phone records show that the 911 call was made by none other than Libby Adame and Alicia Galaz in a moment of humanity. Then, after the call, they leave Carissa on the operating table to be found by paramedics and police. So where are they after they call 911 and flee the scene? Well, the two go into hiding. They are still rumored to be in Encino, but they elude authorities, leaving Instagram, staying offline, and under the radar. Their underground business and connections keep them protected. It takes nearly 2 years, and many tips from unhappy and traumatized customers for the Los Angeles Police Department to finally arrest the mother-daughter team. On August 5th, 2021, Libby Adame and Alicia Galaz are arrested and charged with murder. After their arrest, even more women come forward, admitting to have used their services. Clearly, Carissa's case is the worst case scenario of many cases. The way Latia operated when under duress is a repeated, premeditated action. When faced with procedural complications on the operating table, Adame and Galaz had no emergency plan, no support, and no experience mitigating dangerous surgical problems. Instead, the two would flee the scene. Nobody knows how many people Adame and Galaz may have injured or even killed in their criminal treatment of clients, and also how big this underground ring of surgeons and augmentators, I'm not sure if that's a word, even goes. Remember Cardi B? Of course you do. She is a former dancer turned hip-hop superstar who got silicone injections in her buttocks and thighs for $800 from an underground medical clinic in Queens. These injections, she said, were performed without painkillers and leaked for almost a week. A woman named Alicia Castillo was another high-profile part of this underground surgery ring. Court papers from Castillo's federal case in 2011 might offer a glimpse into how Latia's underground plastic surgery clinics functioned. Castillo received hundreds of bottles of silicone gel shipped in the mail from the Dominican Republic, marked in Spanish as silicone for hair or for body massage. Appointments were arranged by telephone, cost around $1,500 for a butt lift, and clients received their injections at the various houses where Castillo operated, court papers said. She casually disposed of medical waste, including used needles, bottles of silicone, and tubes of glue, on the sidewalk. When her patients complained of pain or bleeding, Ms. Castillo would discourage them from seeking medical treatment. To give you some perspective on augmentation as a whole, there were over 18,000 buttocks augmentations performed by licensed doctors in the United States in 2016, up 26% from the year before, and 2,999 buttocks implants, an 18% increase, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. This, again, is in 2016. I couldn't find numbers that were more recent than that, but that goes to show they've probably only gone up from here. The FDA released a statement warning consumers of the dangers of the practice in November 2017, noting that they have, quote, investigated and prosecuted unlicensed providers administering these injections all over the country. Procedures that involved injecting large amounts of synthetic fillers into the buttocks are so high risk and ill-advised that no legitimate surgeon would perform them, which is why they're usually done by unqualified providers posing as doctors or licensed healthcare practitioners in the non-clinical settings, such as homes or hotels, according to the FDA. On June 8, 2022, Libby Adame and Alicia Galaz appeared before a judge at the Clara Shortridge Fultz Criminal Justice Center in Los Angeles for their arraignment. Their trial will be held later this year. I think making fun of butt augmentations is, again, low-hanging fruit. The pressure to get procedures like this done when you're making a lot of money off your social or your appearance is obviously very tempting. It feels very real. But like a lot of things, if the price of a medical procedure feels too good to be true, I would say, again, I'm not a doctor. It probably is. I don't know. I'm not your mom. Or maybe I am. A young, cool mom. And as your young, cool mom, I say, be fucking careful out there.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.